And in fact, you were talking about cancer in Hydra. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, first of all, describe Hydra for me. I seem to remember it from my early biology days as a schoolgirl.
Okay, Hydra is a cnidarian, very similar to corals by phylogeny. It's a species which lives in ponds in fresh water. It's a tiny animal, a couple of millimeters, and it's quite easy to maintain in the laboratory. It was very popular in regeneration research. And nowadays a lot of sophisticated genetical techniques are available for research in Hydra.
I seem to remember it photosynthesizes, is that correct?
This one just for a green Hydra, but there are a lot of other species of Hydra. So this is Hydra viridissima, which contains symbiotic bacteria, but there are many species actually without. And the Hydra I was using is Hydra oligactis, more or less cosmopolitan species. And that one doesn't have a green color or symbiotic bacteria inside.
So how does it get its energy?
Oh, it has tentacles, and tentacles has some specialized cells called nematocytes. And these are highly, highly derived cells which can kill some small baby shrimps or things like that. and then Hydra swallow them and survive.
Right, so can be an aggressive predator then in ponds.
It is. It can even catch a small fish, baby fish, some bigger species of Hydra. Yeah, they're very, let's say, so aggressive.
So it's a multicellular organism, but quite small.
Yeah, it's a multicellular organism, but by organization, it resembles early stages of multicellular organization in animals. There are other groups like sponge, which are even more, let's conditionally say, primitive, but Hydra is also very basal in a tree of life of animals. And in that respect, it's very interesting for evolutionary studies.
So what's the story with it and cancer?
Yeah, most of the cancer biology textbook do not answer the question which animals could and which not get cancer. So that's a basic question, but there is no answer to that. And so I was wondering if there is some reports in literature about the cancer in basal metazoan, but it was very hard to find anything. And last year I was lucky to meet Thomas Bosch. He's a professor in Kiel in Germany. He's one of the very prominent Hydra developmental biologists, and he told me that he keeps in his lab a very strange strain which seems to have something what we could call tumor. So in comparison with him and his crew, we were able indeed show that his Hydra strain has real bona fide tumors. And to my knowledge, this is the first report of tumors in basal metazoans. We are about to publish that paper soon.
Well, that's very intriguing. And how do these tumors manifest? Are they just a lump on the side of the Hydra?
Yeah, as Hydra, I mean, is a very, very simple organism. It looks like a tube, but these cancers are really making distortions of the morphology, and they look completely abnormal, bigger than the normal Hydra. And the other thing, there is obvious cell malfunctioning, because some of the cells are entering the body cavities and making mess there. So the animal is very sick, and it hardly reproduces. So the Hydra had two modes of the reproduction. One is sexual reproduction, another one is budding. So it has problems with budding and sexual reproduction. And so we keep the culture by cutting these Hydras in two halves, and the Hydra has a great regeneration potential. So these two halves recover quickly, and then we have two Hydras with tumors, and then we have to repeat this every couple of days to maintain the culture. So that's one of the biggest problems for this research with Hydra that have tumors.
Well, it could be not just a problem, it could be a positive asset. You can do all sorts of studies, can't you, if you've got a Hydra that you cut in half, and you can decide whether or not to include the tumor or see if a tumor develops newly in the half that doesn't have one.
Hydra is great because you can do many classical experiments in developmental biology. For example, you can cut a piece of the diseased Hydra or Hydra with tumor and transplant this to the normal Hydra individual, And we did these experiments, and after the transplantation, the normal Hydra also receives these cells and got tumors. So you can basically transplant the tumor. So this is one also very interesting feature.
Did you try to analyze the tumors and find out if they're the same sort of things that are going wrong in the Hydra tumors as there are in the higher organism tumors?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. This is exactly what we are trying to do, but that's not so easy. At the cellular level, these tumors, they resemble ovarian tumors in mammalian species. The reason is that Hydra also have oogenesis and the production of eggs, and it seems that this is a problem with stem cells, which are determined to make eggs, so they can't stop dividing for some reason, and that might be the major issue. We also made a series of experiments with gene expression. We used the microarrays to do that, to find out which genes are overexpressed or underexpressed, and it seems to be a really great mess. Around 4,000 genes have significant differences in expression compared to the normal animals. And now we are struggling to understand what of these differences or information is actually important for the tumorigenesis. But it will take some time.
And are any of the differences the sort of differences we see in cancer cells in humans?
We haven't compared this directly. You know, we are in the early phase of the comparison. At the moment, only on this cellular level, this somehow resembles the situation in the human. But we hope actually to find some resemblances, and because this might be a good model for studying tumors. You know, because it's very cheap to keep Hydra cultures. This costs almost nothing. You know, you can do it on a hobby level compared to mice, which are extremely expensive for the research.
And quick as well to get the division.
That's true.
Now, before you did your work, what was the most primitive creature that people had found cancer in?
I don't know. This is hard to say, but there are tumors in Drosophila, so fruit flies. I think also in nematodes, but the information, it's very hard to get that information, who can get a tumor, who cannot. So this is to my knowledge, but I know also that some these species which has great regeneration potential, like amphibians or even Hydra, the tumors seem to be very rare in these species for some reason, and this is unclear why.
Well, I guess if they had tumors every time that they regenerated, well, my goodness, the species would die out.
Yeah, probably. Probably like that.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.